masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we'll talk about a very interesting topic, that is du'as, supplication about Mahdawiyyat. Du'as are a way of talking your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Holy Quran, call upon me and I will surely respond. So supplications are really, really important. And then when we start with the supplications, we speak our heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He definitely responds. Now, as of now, since we are doing a program about Mahdawiyyat, what are our responsibilities towards Imam? Do we need to do some special du'as for Imam Mahdi ajallaha ta'ala farajahu? On that note, today in our studio, we'll talk with Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
In our last episode, you taught us a very, very beautiful du'a. That was du'a marifat. That was taught by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to his companion Zarara. And that was a beautiful du'a that asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us recognize him, his prophet, and his hujjat, Imam alayhi salam. So today, I would want you to explain for the listeners a very, very famous du'a of Mahdawiyyat, that is du'a faraj.
What we mean by du'a faraj is the famous du'a which begins by saying Allahumma or Ilahi Azum al-Bala, because especially in Iran, some people also call the du'a Allahumma kulli waliyyak as du'a al-faraj. But here we mean the du'a which begins like Ilahi Azum al-Bala. This du'a was mentioned for the first time by Sheikh Tabarsi, who passed away in 548 in his book Kunuz al-Najah. And then it was quoted by many Shia scholars in their books, like Ibn al-Mashhadi in Al-Mazal al-Kabir. He passed away in 610. Sayyidina Tawus, who passed away in 664 in Jamal al-Usbu'. Al-Mazar by Shahid Awwal, who passed away in 786. Al-Misbah by Kaf'ami, who passed away in 905 after Hijra, and in Wasa'il al-Shi'a by Sheikh Hur Amili, who passed away in 1104 after Hijra. Now, what is this dua is all about and how it is related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? Dua al-Faraj is the dua that was taught by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to a person called Abu al-Hasan Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Abi Layth, who was staying in the city of Baghdad. Now, he was fearful of being killed by the enemies, and he took refuge in a place known as Maqabir Quraysh in Qazimain or Qazimiyya. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, told him and taught him this dua so that he could be
saved.
And it's been mentioned that through reading this dua and supplication and through the blessing of this dua, he was saved and the enemies could not capture him. So, to begin with, it is a dua taught by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance,
inshallah.
But how is it related to our time? Inshallah, I will explain.
Yeah.
And what is the reason that we are,
being recommended
to read this dua. This dua consists of three parts. In the first part, we are talking about different afflictions and calamities and sufferings that people in the period of major occultation are going through.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the second part, we send blessings upon the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. And the dua talks about the fact that people need to follow them. And in the last part, we have some prayers and supplications and requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sure. So Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you about that. Here we need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Where is the spring of life? Where is the shining moon? Where is the
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we are talking about the supplications related to Mahdawiyat.
I would like to, again, read this dua and the English translation because, unfortunately, many people just read the dua in Arabic and they have no idea about...
True, the translation. But the actual thing lies in that translation.
Exactly. In this dua, we say, إلهي or اللهم عظم البلاء وبرح الخفاء. O my Lord, the calamity has aggravated, the absence prolonged, referring to the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. وانكشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء, the curtain of modesty has been lifted, hope has been curtailed. وضاقت الأرض ومنعت السماء, the earth has been narrow and the sky has been denied, referring to the lack of rain. وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى. Here we are addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these parts are very important. Later I will explain about the importance of this part. And you, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the one from whom help is sought and complaints are made. وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء. And in you we trust in the times of difficulty. So this is the first part of the dua. We talk about different calamities, different sufferings and afflictions when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, wa Allah send blessings upon Muhammad and his progeny. Ulil amr alladhina faradta alayna ta'atahum. They are the possessors of authority, maybe referring to that verse of Ulil amr, whose obedience you have enjoined upon us. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. This part is referring to that famous verse. وعرفنا بذلك منزلتهم, and by that you made us aware of their position. ففرج عنا بحقهم فرجا عاجلا قريبا. Then make open for us by their truth an immediate opening. فرجا عاجلا قريبا. كلمح البصر أو هو أقرب. Immediate as a wink or sooner. Maybe the name of dua is taken from this part, فَفَرَّجْ عَنَّا, which is asking for a kind of relief. In the third part, we are addressing our Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is a controversial part, and inshallah we'll talk about that in detail. Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, O Ali, O Ali, O Muhammad, referring to the Prophet and Imam Ali, peace be upon them. اكفياني فإنكما كافيان. Suffice me, both of you, as both of you are sufficient. وانصراني فإنكما ناصران. Help me, two of you, for you are my helpers. يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان. In the last part, we are addressing Imam Mahdi عليه السلام. O our master, O master of the time. الغوث, الغوث, الغوث. Help, help, help. أدركني, أدركني, أدركني. According to this translation, rescue me for three times. As-sa'a, 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 this moment, three times. Then according to the narration, we may slap our right thigh with our hand three times, and at each time we say the following. Al-ajal, 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 hasten, 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 referring to the hastening in the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Then at the end, again, we address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, O most merciful of the merciful, بحق محمد وآله الطاهرين, for the sake of Muhammad and his holy progeny. In terms of the time for this supplication, we can do it in any time, but especially it's been mentioned as one of the recommended actions to be done and recited when we go to visit Sardab in Kazamiya. This has been mentioned by Sheikh Al-Amali and also in the book Al-Mazar Al-Kabir, and today people can find it in Mafatih al-Janan, in the
dua section.
Dua section related to Sarda. And let me just quote one of the great contemporary mystics, Ayatollah Bahjat, rahmatullah alayhi. He says that one of the best actions that we can do in Akhir al-Zaman so that we may not perish is to read dua faraj, especially dua azum al-bala. How is it related to
today's
our time? Now, Faraj in and of itself is talking about any kind of relief after difficulties and problems. And for this kind of Faraj, I mean, we have different prayers and supplications when we are in the time of distress and stress, and we are asking God for a kind of
help.
Relief and help.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily related to the Faraj and reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We have some supplications for this kind of relief in its general sense.
Like, so you mean to say Dua-e Faraj is actually can be used to, like, in order to remove our calamities that we are surrounded
in
with.
In this case, in the case of this dua, relieves means relief from the
each
difficulties in the time of the major occultation.
Distress.
And this, I mean, difficulties are removed through the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But in other supplications, we have this concept of faraj referring to any kind of relief, which is not related to reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam necessarily. We have different supplications like La ilaha illallah al-Halim al-Kareem. This is the beginning sentence of this supplication. Or the dua which begins by Ya man yakfi min kulli shay. Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar has mentioned 39 duas under the title of Babu Adi'iyat al-Faraj, the chapter on the duas of Faraj. So my point is that not all these duas are related to what we mean today by Faraj, that is related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Some of them are related to any kind of relief from any kind of problem and difficulty. But for this dua, we can make sure that this can be recited by people at the time of the major occultation for being removed and saved from the difficulties and problems. Why? First of all, it is taught by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And second of all, we can prove for sure that the most difficult problem that we are going through in our time and era is the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, having said that, there are a couple of points regarding the content of this dua. As I mentioned, first of all, we refer to the different
calamities
and difficulties and problems that we have
during occultation.
Exactly. And then we have some narrations which tell us that, oh, my servants, whenever you have any kind of problem, just come to me and say your problems to me. In one narration, we read that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Uzair, the prophet, that, oh, Uzair, when you commit a sin, do not consider it lightly as a minor sin. Look at the one that you have disobeyed, how great he is, that is God. When you are given a sustenance, again, do not take it lightly. Consider the one who has granted you that sustenance, that is God. And whenever you have any kind of problem, then do not go to my servants and do not complain to them. Rather, come to me and ask me for the relief. And then we refer to some intermediaries. First of all, we address God, and then we go to our Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and Imam Hadi alayhi salam, as a kind of intermediaries based on the concept of tawassul. And then we come to our time. In our time, the intermediary is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, because he is the hujjah of our time. And finally, we ask him for help. And again, at the ending part of the dua, again, we address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, having said that, there is a kind of widespread doubt which is preached by especially the Wahhabis, about the part in which we address the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we say that you are sufficient. Mm-hmm. So they say that this is a kind of shirk and polytheism. I think we need to answer this doubt and question.
All right. So today we talked about the dua Ilahi Azum al Bala, and the dua you explained has three parts about calamities during occultation. Then the second part is the blessings on Prophet, and again the ending part is the prayers. Now you are saying that the content has some questions or some doubts. And we will discuss those doubts in our next session. For now, thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Karimi. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.